Okay, I just picked up where we were busy with yesterday.
Busy thinking about this. What do you answer to the kid? The movie.
Okay, you have to learn the principles. What you answer to the kid, you have to know who you are, who the kid is, and learn the principles. We're learning principles here. You have to know how to apply. You have to apply the principle here. Have you extracted the principle yet?
Yes.
Good. So now, whenever it comes up, you'll be able to deal with it. Yeah. Depending on your unique circumstances. Let's go bite and pick up a little bit more. Okay. Sorry. Well, we said yesterday on Rashi and Dalit, let's pick this up. I can't go through the whole thing, what we did yesterday. Each person has to take away what he, Amevin Yovin, what you understood, you understood. What this father was told to tell the child, Mama Chanuch would have given him. He learned a whole lot of different principles here. He learned it last night. Hefka, he learned that we got to do and decide what's the Ratzon Hashem. If you don't know what the Ratzon Hashem is, you have to go find somebody who does, ask Shalas. To do that, you have to have a kesher with the Rav before already. Okay. So now, Sholotia Av. So this father, what happened was, is a father came to the town. He was having a lot of trouble with one of his kids, and he wasn't dealing with it very well. And the kid came to him and said, well, he wants money to go watch a movie. He told him about this book was put out 25 years ago, maybe. He said, it happened quite a long time ago. So this from kid came to his father. He wasn't from me, he was from whatever. He wanted money to go to a movie, and the father lost him. He said, give him whatever. He also told him what he should do. Anyway, what he told him, he told him. And now the father asked him, what are you asking about giving money to a kid if he wants to go to a movie? I need to know, I'm not a rab. I'm not a rab, so I'm not going to pass it for you, the halacha here. Are you Israeli motif? But if you would ask me, I would pass it like this. If the child, on condition to give him money, will go to the movie, if you don't give him the money, he won't go. Then you don't have the right to give him the money. What do you do? Oh, so then you don't have the permission to give him the money. Zu love the rice, shall leave neighbor. You bring over and kiss the rice of leaf neighbor. The mikra kaze, aiti oimelo, bni ayaka. The kolibi aiti roitze le teta chayse selecha. That's what Hashem says to us all the time when we ask for things, and Hashem has to say no. He says, I really want to give you what you're asking for. Of a man, I say, and he lo balabait. I'm not in charge, yeah? A kolish bohu balabait. Kolish bohu is the boss, yeah? I can't help you, I'm sorry. That's called tough love. Numazos. Imanoton b'matzav shebein kachu b'ein kachu yalech l'seret. Gershon bases a lot of these psakim on the things we spoke about yesterday, about can you buy, give your daughter money to buy clothes and go against the loch or whatever. And if you don't give her the money, she's not going to dress like that. Gershon has asked that question. If you don't give her the money, she'll start dressing snurely. No. So, if you didn't give her the money, she would dress properly, then it could be the same sakya. The problem is today, it doesn't matter what you do. They're going to do what they're going to do. The same Lord did tell her, who you can offer cases of their sick as precious. He'll steal the money. He'll borrow the money. Nirele shalpi alocha tucha loyim lo. B'ni ani oevatcha v'doeg lecha shalot tirshu b'avayrus chumuritz reiser. V'chad ha'ket lo yisim ha'kmo shalim. Tell him, my child, I love you. I don't want you to get involved in big avayrus or whatever. So yeah, here's the money, go. And once again, we're not telling you what to do in this situation. Let me learn principles here. Let me use principles. The first principle that comes in here is you've got to use your seichel. What's the end goal of all of this? The end goal is for the kid to know that you love him and that you care about him, and that the world's not hefka, and that there's a borei olam, and that you live a life according to principles, and those principles aren't negotiable. That's what you want to get across to your child. At the end of the day, you want to be friendly with this child. You want this child to still be, when he gets, when he's finished doing all these shtus and finished doing what he's doing, you want to still be there for him. Those are goals. So whatever leads ultimately to those goals, that's what's going to work. But don't ever forget, we're dealing with the lochas here sometimes, and we don't know the lochas, you have to ask a rov. Have a aimer. She is so that you say this, but Tchum Achinech, who are Keshe Shalahirim in HaKadosh Baruch. People always say that the ikar chinuch is the relationship the child has with the son, and that's not true. That's not true. That's not the primary. The primary is the relationship the parents have with the Kodesh Baruch. Hashkofa brura shelem ki yeled ubnoi shel Hashem Yisborach. The clear recognition that the parents have that this child is Hashem's child, because there are three partners in a child. And right now, this child's problem aren't physical. He has clothes, he has food, he has a roof over his head. That's your responsibility. The spiritual, the neshama dikah side of him, that's Hashem's problem. No, what do the parents contribute to the child? The goof. What does Hashem contribute? The soul. So soul matters, that's Hashem's responsibility. That's why he pays for the chinuch. Why does Hashem have to pay for the chinuch? It doesn't come out of your cheshbon, it comes out of his cheshbon. Because that's the neshama stuff. The food and the clothing and all that, you have to pay for. That's why it is like that. So that's the first thing the parents need to know clear. And if there's problems with the child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zeh shehiv yotan lepisfei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rolled those problems to your doorstep. And if the child's got problems with the parents, it's a shame that rolled the child to this set of parents. Benosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlach oti ka'aviv la'azor l'sayer lo'i litmoded im advarim olam. Hashem sent me to help this child to deal with whatever he has to deal with in life, to give him the tools to deal with life. And in makabel es yisuri ba'ava, the suffering that gets caused, a makabel ba'ava. U'matzav zeh lo ne'ares ha'ken ha'mishpachti. The home doesn't get destroyed because I know that this is all well planned and well taken care of. Ha'hoirim magalim ta'atzumois nefesh b'tlunoisom ha'itna v'boi ro'ilom etutomikach amuda ha'tivuch shel ha'mishpacha lo mizdazim. The parents don't have complaints against Hashem and why me and why do I and what. No, understand this is coming from Hashem, and therefore the foundations of the home stay sound, they don't stop wobbling. The children see what an adult looks like. When the child looks at you, does he say, hey, I want to be an adult? Or does he say, I just want to get big so I don't have to get the keys to the car, and they don't have to ask permission to go to the fridge? Does he see in you an adult? Kate said, "Makablim bebeitam matzavim kashim beimuna ba'ava." How do they deal with difficult situations with muna, with love, knowing zakol mi Hashem? V'hametzias hakasha azuma abin yisoyin amagel reimenos. When they see the parents dealing with these situations correctly, that gives them koach to grow up and grow and deal with the yisoyinus that they can have to deal with. When you internalize this and you live with it, you continually, not just the bad things, by the way, they need to see you related to the good things as well. When something good happens, okay, that's also from a Kodesh Baruch. Somebody gives you a present. It was from a Kodesh Baruch. The nice neighbor, thank you very much to the nice neighbor. But at the end of the day, who put in their nice neighbor's head to do you the favor? The Kodesh Baruch. There's no space when you're living like this to start blaming other things for what's going on with your child. Obviously, you have to deal with reality the way it is. If there's a problem in the school, you have to make a cheshbon how you're going to deal with it. Are you going to intervene? They're going to teach the child how he can deal with it without you intervening. Do you move the child to another school? All that's all part of the shtadlus. It has to be taken into account. I'm not saying not, but not to get a blame. That's because you have the status to do a b'sedah. You have to make the status. Hakolein itolu lo b'tzavoroi ala mechanech lo b'beit sefer lo b'shchuna lo b'chev aploini kedum. It's not this one's fault. It's not the cheder's fault. It's not the Beis Yaakov's fault. It's not the school's fault. It's not the friend's fault. Yeah, you might have to help your child disentangle from a child. That's not good for him. But he's not the problem. It doesn't help to start blaming other things. Like they exist. You have to deal with them. I'm not saying no. But that's not the problem here. But nefesh, a person has to be chesh nefesh. Ulachapes haichen ha-nichshal ha-chinuchi. Parents make mistakes, and they have to acknowledge those mistakes and recognize the mistakes. See where the problems are, what are they doing wrong, go learn more, understand more, put in more effort, for sure. If you did things wrong, you have to do tshuva, and you have to fix up the problems. For sure, all of that. After you've done cheshbon nefesh, after you've done tshuva, after you've done a chinuch course, after you've learned, you've done everything you need to do, now you need to know. Shelo hem agoyim ledordud shobonim, it had nothing to do with you, it's going on in your child's life. The child that drowned in the swimming pool had nothing to do with the parents. Ela kodesh bohu huze shizimen leyodim esamitzovim vanishoyim esamitzovim. Ani ma'amin v'imun ha-shleima shaboyris bohu shmo hu boire hu manik l'kol ha-bruyim. V'lo levoda osa oysa v'yasi l'kol ha-masim. That applies here as well. That's the first of the Yud Gimli Purim. If you don't have that, you don't have anything, by the way. That Yiddishkeit starts and ends. The kol mishumayim. All from Hashem. You've got to do what you've got to do. You make mistakes. You have to do tshuva. But this child and his situation and his problems and his issues, and they're called Shema. Hashem asked you, please, to take care of this child. Because he's busy with something else and he can't. So he asked you to take care of this child. Because it's what you need. It's what the child needs. It's what... Fine. Now you do the best you can. Don't take it personally. Don't blame yourself, because that just makes it worse for everybody. Another consequence of this correct, healthy approach to dealing with the difficulties that our children are having. This is the hardest thing to deal with. Baruch Hashem, today we have very good, qualified people. We have a bunch of quacks as well who aren't worth going to either. You have to be careful who you go see. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of qualified professional people today that can help. There's organizations, they subsidize. There's a whole field of helpers out there that can help and provide help for you, for the children. Parents are too embarrassed. What does a psychologist know? They've all sorts of stuff that you hear, okay? They don't want to get help. Because they don't want people to know that they're having a problem. God forbid, they have a perfect family. How could they have a problem? They don't go and consult with professionals, people that can help them, and they don't get the help they need. If they would believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you this child to look after. This Hashem gave you this child. Hashem designed the child with all these problems. I say, look at the bushes. So what are you embarrassed about? If you adopted a child, the neighbors ran away and they left their child at home alone. And you went and you took this child and you looked after him and taken care of him. You'd be embarrassed to go see a professional to get help for this child. You'd be proud of him today. Look what I'm doing. I'm taking my money to help somebody else's child or whatever. This child's not your child either. Kodesh Baruch Hu abandoned this child in your house for some reason. Why your house? I don't know. Hashem knows what he's doing. They mock up the bushes. Let's be embarrassed about it. You were chosen to do the best you can. His failings aren't your failings. Even if they are, no one's perfect. You make mistakes, you do tshuva, you move on. But not to provide yourself and the child with the best treatment he can get, why not? If it was a physical problem that your child had, you wouldn't go find the best doctors. No, somebody should find out that my child's got a blood defect. You know, and therefore we're not going to go speak to the best doctors. You get on the plane, you fly to America, you go, you come back, you phone Fira, you go there, you phone beneficiaries. What don't you do for the child and for when it comes to his ruchnias? We sorted out ourselves. No, Baruch Hashem, there's professionals out there, the people that can help. There are people that can make the problem worse. I'm not saying not. You have to be very careful. You send them And we've seen it. People that have gone through, got their help, dealt with it, especially in the early days before the problem becomes too big, that tzlocha is beyond comprehension. This is another problem. Parents that think the child's theirs, they have expectations that the child will go in ways that are their ways and ways that are acceptable to them. Because you might, therefore you've got to follow my ways. Father once told me he came out said shiva for his child because he became a chosid. I said, your son married a goy, I can understand you wanting to sit shiva. He's a shiva tailor mixes you, he's a chosid, he's not a shiva. Thank you, thought about sitting shiva for. I told him you should sit shiva for yourself. You're the Miss Kenya. You have a child. You can get nachas from him. You can have no. I said, well, cut the child out. You're sick. Yeah, because if you're going our way, it's leinu. Right? Yeah, the old school tie. You know, you have it in the Jewish world as well. You have it. My son became a doctor. We had a doctor, family doctor, when I was growing up. He was a doctor, but he's also an engineer. Wow. Because his father wanted him to be an engineer. And that was it. This Afrikaner became an engineer. After he became an engineer, he wanted to do what he wanted to do his whole life. He wanted to be a doctor. So he became a doctor. But he had to become an engineer because that's what the father insisted. How many people's lives were ruined because of that? So in our world, it's also a problem. It's hard for the parents to see the child going somewhere else. You go to yeshiva. How can you go to yeshiva? Rob once told the mother, how can you send your child to that yeshiva? You know it's not good for you. It's going to ruin him. How can you send your child to that yeshiva? You know what she said? Until my daughter's married, he will stay in that yeshiva. You know what that's called, by the way?
Forced marriage.
Huh?
Forced marriage.
No, that's called Koicheva Oitzim Yodi Beruchnias. We have a thing called Koichemetz and Yodah Bagash, where the person thinks that the physical world is in his control and he has to work 27 hours a day to make enough money so that he can support his family and therefore doesn't have enough time for anything because he's in control of the physical world. Yeah? He's in control. You need aeroplanes, you need atom bombs, and you need all the Koichemetz and Yodah. The power of my right hand brought me this success. You know, I was a successful kid because I worked hard. What about Hashem? Hashem's for shoes. Don't hack me. Business is business. It's going, you know the problem. Yeah, it's the same problem by Ruchnias. It's a bigger problem. We think we're responsible for all of that as well. Who our children marry, where they go, what they do. We think that Hashem doesn't involve himself. That's it's not even Ruchnias. Terrifying. Bok Hashem, it's not everybody. You find it now and again. Person has to approach these things with the correct hashkafas, with an open mind. Is this particular shiva that your child's going to, this particular school, is it good for him? So it doesn't fit into your social network or your standings or your tzipiot, but it's good for the kid. He can, he thoughts his years. Then you have to support his decision. Not just swallow the nails and keep quiet. That's the best thing for you, to celebrate with him. And what change that derech? It's not your derech. Because it's not your child, so why should he go in your derech? You don't own him. He's my child and he's mine. The Sikkum Yoimek. Okay, let's just summarize here. Yeah? For some of you, this is old news. For some of you, this is quite shocking. So, Chinuch HaYelodim B'dor Ha'it HaFuchus She'anu Chayim Bo'i U'Kashem Or. I don't think that's changing to say for Israel. Chinuch, children today, in this generation that is mamash upside down, we're in a deep, deep exile. Deep, deep. So it's very difficult. Chaim has the podium. There's the podium. Mitchayil is shoy chinuches. There's a educational holocaust taking place. There's a spiritual holocaust taking place. Shigzeirim et abayir. And that's what we're focused. That's the galus from Hashem. We're in it. Ah, chaleinu d'dash shehu zeh shenoto itanu b'dor zeh dafka. Why am I living this generation dafka? Because the computer made a mistake when I was born. I actually was supposed to be born. She made a mistake. No, you're supposed to be in this generation dafka. Yeah, where you are. The zaman of insane is akashim aladu, and you're supposed to go through whatever you're going through. It's Hashem design. L'chein ein lanu elu l'leches im HaKadosh Baruch Hu yad v'yad. You have to walk hand in hand with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'tzeid acharav l'shan aleinu. You have to go with him. You have to rest on him. You have to cast your burdens upon him. Aleinu l'fnoit alav kedove ben al avi v'loim. You have to talk to Hashem like a child talks to his father. They said, the Vilna Gaon said, davening is like a child standing in front of his father. Crying for the little baby, talking to his father. Abba. You're doing such a difficult job. Please give me the tools, the kelim, the strength to be able to do this job properly. Who gave you this job? Hashem. Hashem doesn't give you a job to do, he doesn't give you the tools. You have to ask for them. You ask for them, you'll get them. Doesn't make it easy. It becomes easier, but it becomes meaningful. You know what you're doing. This is Hashem's design mission. It's not just things are going wrong. No, because Baruch Hu designed it for you. We forget, that's our problem. When things start going wrong, we start having problems, we forget where the problems are coming from. We keep going back and reminding ourselves. Thank you, Hashem. Sorry, Hashem. Please, Hashem. Just to talk to Hashem about it. Now you have to go make your statements. How do you deal with this child? What's the problem? Yeah, you go on a course, you go learn, you have to, you go speak to the mafakash, you go speak to this one, you do whatever you have to do. Same as in business. You make your statements, you have to do whatever. That's already the world of your statements. But before you get to your statements, you have to know what the rules of the game are. The rules of the game are, this is a shame. Okay. Alternative discourses.
There, today the problem is even worse. That means the parents have no time to take care of the children. They say with the smartphone, a woman spends four times less with each children than a woman who has no smartphone. That means the problem is even worse. We don't enter in this.
The problem started before that.
Yeah.
The problem started before that. That we don't have time. Why don't we have time? Because you think we're running the world. We don't realize that, well, I'm taking care of the child, because both can take care of the world. Yeah. Yeah. Smartphones, you're right. Smartphones are the biggest chul that ever happened to them. Why do you have to have rabbis saying, when you go and switch off your phone? And I have a problem with that as well, because if he keeps having to say it, then it's not working. How do you know that something's not working? You keep doing the same thing. How do you know that all the big internet rallies that they had didn't work? Because if you keep doing that, if they work, why do you have to keep doing that? Yeah. To say whatever you can say. But you're right. Addiction is a terrible, terrible problem. Addiction is a terrible problem, not just in the food world, the Goyish world.
Yeah, yeah, it's everyone. But we lose control on the children. It's necessary to spoke with the children.
Makes no difference whether the mother can't take care of her children because she's addicted to heroin somewhere in the deep slums of New York or whatever, or whether she's sitting in some fancy home or whatever with all the money in the world and her children are being neglected because she's addicted to something else. Yeah, yeah.
But the problem comes, sometimes it's too late.
Yeah, nachon. You have to be careful. Yeah. And it's about to get much worse. It hasn't even started the problem. It's about to get much worse. You have to protect yourself. So now that you know that the police are looking at everything on your phone, okay, I hope they're listening, yeah. Is it's a big incentive to get rid of your smartphone. That's all. Yeah. Ha'emes v'ha'shalom ahava. We're about to start the last section of the Sefer. It's called Anav Gimel, the third wing. And it's called Ha'emes v'ha'shalom. The Torah was given for what reason? Amazing Rambam, I just saw that. I never knew this. Rosh Rambam. If someone would ask you, Rabbi, so why was it? Why did Hashem give us a Torah? What would you say? Amazing. You sit and learn it the whole day, but you still don't know Hashem gave it to you.
Rabbi told me.
So you can understand it.
Yes, to get what we have to do.
Do you know what we have to do? Instruction manual. Good. That's what everybody says. You know what the Rambam says?
To set us apart from
the other. To set us
apart
from the other. You know what the Rambam says? Relationship with the Kadosh. All the things
that we to
be happy. Yeah. The Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says that there should be shalom in the world. The Torah is given that there should be shalom in the world. Anyway, okay. Achas asugias hakvaibus shel derenu.
We know it's opposite.
Huh? We
no, that means that with the Torah, it's impossible to have shalom. It's a problem.
Kidar chedar chenayim v'chol nisvo seyo shalom, says the Rambam. The Torah was given for one reason, that it should be shalom in the world. Okay. Anyway, having said that, achas asugias hakvaibus shel derenu is sugias hamachleikas.
Not true.
That's not true. You want to say that? You want to translate machlekes as disputes, arguments? Machlekes. It's also let's see what that's. Kol Adam hamid bonein svivoy. Everyone who meditates his surroundings. Noichach ledad shenogeya hamachlekes gadol mitrachev lemamedim atzumim. You will see that the machlekes, the disputes are getting bigger and bigger and deeper and worse. Halev shaltes dam lenechach riba machlekes v'merivois apnimiyos. One's heart bleeds when you see the incredible increase of machlekes and arguments internal. Lahavos hamachlekes lichaku v'soschuchu bat midrash yeshivas v'chatzeres beis Hashem. Unfortunately, the yeshivas and the chatzeres and the shuls and the homes of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish, that cannot communicate with us. What does the Torah want from us here? If you don't know what we're talking about, it's just because you knew it. Okay, you'll find that anyway.
This he spoke of before the whole Balagan of Mechaikis. Yes, go to the army. No, go to the army, right? He went to be right 30 years ago.
This is what's relevant today. Well, there's no machlokes anymore now. It's all sorted out. When he has died in here, she began to have a sort of Islam. You know, let's stop here because it's 10 o'clock already. We're not going to start a new subject now. You'll see that machlokes is the hardest thing to deal with because you have to have machlokes. Something that's also legamra is very easy to deal with. You don't even have to deal with it. But you'll see that the whole Torah is built on machlokes. It's not an easy thing. Because there's a tzakadusha of machlokes and it slips very easily into the tzaratuma of machlokes. Something that's awesome. But something that you have to use and you have to be involved with because it has tzadakadusha.
Yeah.
That's not the question. Leia's v'yotzi Leia was praised. It was the Shem Shemayim. And Dina, who was Bas Leia's yotze, was the Chulve and Golas Yavon, and then we still paid the price for that. But it was the same yotze. Yeah, because you have to be yotze. That's what gave us Yisachon's Zvulun, that yotze of Leia. Hashem says, well, Hashem agreed with Leia, her yotze. The Yaitse layer, but the Dudaim there with that. And Dina's the Yaitse, we haven't paid, we still paid the price for it. That was Golas Yavin. Leah is going out to Golas Yavam.
And she would, you know, would have gone out to.
You wouldn't have been Golas Yavam.
You would have been there.
I don't know about
that. That's also something.
I don't know, but that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's not because I'll don't say that. I'll say that Dina was Basleya Shinoy Lidl Yaakov. Why should call Dina Basleya? Why should not Dina Bas Yaakov? Because just like Leah was Yotzi, she was Yotzi. Leah was a Yotzonis, she was a Yotzonis. Now, for sure, Dina's going out was a negative thing. So why are you learning that from Leah, who's going out was a positive thing? That's the problem here. You have a koyach of Yotzonis. So now, she had to go out. Oh, now the danger. The daughter may go out in a way that causes a chulvin. The same with machloikas. Shammai and Hillel, Rava and Abaya, those are machloikas. Terrible machlokes. They shatter the foundations of reality. Yeah, you have to have that. Ah, so that flips into the far line. Now you're into the negative side of it. That's a hard thing to deal with. When things are awesome, you can't go there. It's awesome. That's it. But when there's something that you use, a koch have to use for awesome, for mutter, and that's a much more difficult thing. Okay.